Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
If you're paying really close attention to this situation in Gaza, you've noticed a couple of horrifying things. Joe Biden is going through a hostage crisis very similar to the one that Jimmy Carter had, except he's simply ignoring it. He's taking the position he just doesn't give a damn. Except in this one, there's an added twist. 30 Americans were murdered by Hamas. And almost nobody has noticed a couple of things, or at least nobody's pointing them out, which is why Joe Biden's getting a free pass. Shocking thing number one, Joe Biden has never retaliated for the murders of those 30 Americans or for the kidnapping of our hostages. In fact, Joe Biden hasn't even threatened sanctions of any kind. Not on Hamas. We could blockade them from the sea and starve them out if we wanted to. And not on their main supplier, Iran. Even Joe Biden 2 weeks ago admitted that Iran is the chief armor, funder, and trader, and also logistics specialist for Hamas. And yet, we haven't even threatened to put the sanctions back on them that they operated under Trump, which blocked them from getting about $80 billion worth of oil revenues a year, a lot of which they then turned around and pumped into Hamas. So the first logical thing a normal president, an American president, would do was threaten sanctions at a minimum in retaliation for the hostage taking and the murders of those 30 plus Americans. Joe Biden hasn't. And what's so astonishing is that our side is so disorganized, no one seems to have really noticed. We are literally still funding the country that created armed and trained Hamas and allowed them to do this. It's insane. It gets even worse, though, when you see this bizarre spectacle highlighted today in the UK Daily Mail headline, U.S. sends submarine to Middle East that can fire guided Tomahawk missiles and makes rare public announcement of move, posting picture of sub in Suez Canal as a deterrent to Iran. So what happened was the Pentagon actually posted an image of the Ohio-class submarine northeast of Cairo in a rare move, letting people know, hey, we're there, it's armed. Okay, what is so bizarre about this is the fact we are sending subs, we are putting people into a potential war zone, our naval officers, yet we haven't cut off any of the funding for Iran. We haven't clawed back the $6 billion. We could rephrase it Nope, none of that. We all know that money's fungible. Everybody agrees it's fungible. Even the liberal media said it was fungible. You give that money to Iran, they take money they would have used for something else, and they put it into Hamas. They put it into bombs. They put it into hitting our military bases, which they have. So you're going to send a submarine with guided Tomahawk missiles to, I don't know, do a show of war games for Iran, but you're not going to stop funding Iran so they can go to war. Folks, we have officially hit this new bizarre reality in which we go to war or make moves that could get us into a war while funding the enemy just to make it fair. I mean, who the heck sends a submarine when you haven't even done the most basic things like put an embargo back on Iran? I mean, during the whole Trump administration, the oil embargo was on Iran simply because they were the chief state sponsor of terror. No Americans were killed at that point. Well, now we got 30 dead Americans. We've got over a dozen held hostage. And Joe is acting like it didn't happen, which is what made what Bibi Netanyahu did this weekend. He's the leader of Israel. So awesome. Netanyahu did what Republicans can't seem to bring themselves to do. He called out Joe Biden on his BS. Biden is frantically trying to resupply Hamas with fuel. Americans probably don't understand why, because our media keeps us dumb. Here's why. Hamas needs the fuel for two desperate reasons. They need to fuel their rockets so they can continue killing Israelis, but they also need it to fuel the generators for their tunnels. They've got an entire underground city, roughly 300 miles. Some of it goes down more than one level. They're dug in. And so to keep the lights on and to keep the whole system running, they need those generators. They desperately need those generators. So Joe Biden is desperate to get them fuel and hopefully also full, you know, food and medicine so that Hamas can keep fighting. It's not for the people. It's for Hamas. So Bibi Netanyahu has just grit his teeth throughout this entire thing where you're looking at Joe Biden, I mean, literally deliberately trying to help Hamas, asking for, when ceasefire didn't go over well, humanitarian pause. Why? Because he wants to send the fuel in so that Hamas can keep fighting. Well, Bibi Netanyahu flat out called him out. And he said, no fuel, no food until the hostages are released. What is he doing there? He's mocking Joe Biden, who hasn't even asked for the release of the American hostages. Do you realize that? He has not formally asked or demanded that Hamas release the hostages. So Bibi Netanyahu did two things this weekend. He rebuked Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State. Before Blinken could even leave the country, Netanyahu announces, nope, unless hostages are released by Hamas, sorry, no food, no fuel, no humanitarian pause. Okay, that is what an actual American leader who actually represented America would have done. Netanyahu sees that. He's trying to embarrass Joe Biden because Joe hasn't even asked for the hostages back. Yet what is he doing? He's sending supplies to Hamas. No preconditions. This is incredible. Then Netanyahu went a step further. It was even more awesome, explaining that Israel was not going to allow the delivery of food and fuel until the hostages are released. What is Netanyahu saying there to Joe? He's saying, I'm going to use my troops. I'm going to use my security forces to block the food and fuel that Joe wants to send the people who murdered 30 Americans and have more hostage. In other words, I'm going to use physical force to stop Joe Biden from rearming Hamas. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine if somebody actually explained this to Americans? But that's not the only outrage that the mainstream media and apparently Republican Party leaders have missed. There's this, too. Do you realize what Joe Biden hasn't done? All the media coverage has been on Joe Biden and Tony Blinken wanting the humanitarian ceasefire and then wanting the humanitarian pause. But did you notice Biden has yet to ask Hamas to pause? The only ask has been of Israel to pause. All this comes incredibly as we are on the verge of our first Palestinian terror attack in the U.S. Wait, you didn't hear about that? I'll tell you about it in just a short minute. But first, a word on our sponsor, PhD Weight Loss. They've truly changed my life. Look, if you want to overcome inertia and get started, do this. Just contact them. I lost 29 pounds in 6 months. But the best part is the 9 months that followed. I kept it off. I have never kept off weight I've lost before. I've lost as much as 15 pounds in the past, but have never been able to keep it off. And now I understand why. Because PhD Weight Loss targets visceral fat. That fat will change you hormonally. It actually excretes its own hormones that increase your cravings. It's like a live mass with its own brain living inside of you. You want to eliminate it. And PhD Weight Loss uniquely focuses on that kind of fat. Want to find out more? After all, no matter where you are, you can do the PhD Weight Loss plan from home. So go online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Meanwhile, the idea of Palestinian illegal immigrant terrorists coming here and killing a lot of us became very real. With the revelation over the weekend, one was already here illegally. His name is Sohaib Abu-Yash, 20. He was planning a massive terror attack targeting Jewish people in the Houston area. He had already stocked up on guns and was, how did he do that as an illegal immigrant? It didn't say. Anyway, he was learning to build bombs. The FBI, to their credit, had actually been watching him for a while and they went ahead and picked him up. To the extent that this was even covered by the media, most people called him a Jordanian national. But there's a catch. He is from Jordan and he did come here on a visa in 2019. That visa expired. He illegally overstayed it, making him an illegal immigrant. Then Joe Biden helpfully gave him, as we have so many others, a work permit. So he's actually got a work permit, but no right to be here whatsoever. The work permit's illegal too, but Joe just gives these things out like candy. Anyway, here's the catch. He's not actually an ethnic or native Jordanian to the extent there is one. He's a Palestinian refugee who happened to be living in Jordan. So he's not actually Jordanian, he's Palestinian. So good that they got him, but the Biden administration is importing so many illegal immigrant terrorists, potential terrorists, I should say, so fast, even if the FBI wanted to, they couldn't possibly keep up. Here's why. Remember when I told you about the CPB One app, which is basically an app if you're an illegal immigrant or a wannabe illegal immigrant, you just download it and make an illegal appointment to break the law with the U.S. government. It's insane that Joe Biden does this. It's even more insane that Kevin McCarthy didn't defund it. But he's gone now. So we have a chance coming up to do it. In the meantime, Joe Biden has used it to import over 7,700 potential terrorists. That's right. In fact, he was hiding it from Congress. The only reason we know that he offered the app in countries he had not told us or Congress about is because of a FOIA lawsuit by the Center for Immigration Studies. So I told you about this a couple of weeks ago, that Joe Biden had offered QR codes to people from Iran, Yemen, Afghanistan. Yeah, talk about hair raising. Jordan, and other terror harboring and sponsoring countries whose people aren't even supposed to fly here. And all you had to do was fill out a short application. You get the QR code and you get on a plane. You fly here. You're still an illegal immigrant, but Joe Biden has just acted as your trafficker.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Well, Senator Chuck Grassley started digging into this, and the New York Post reported over the weekend that when these people come into the country using the app, they're doing so, quote, without undergoing previously required national security vetting procedures, unquote. Charles Grassley wrote that in a blistering letter to the Department of Homeland Security boss Alejandro Mayorkas. Simply put, the Biden administration is allowing people to enter the country without knowing who they are. And yes, from the most terror-ridden nations on earth. So, folks, I did a podcast last week saying, yes, the Democrats want a terror attack. They are desperately courting a terror attack. This is more proof of that. They are absolutely fine with it. Folks, when you have more than a million people coming over the border every month, you're pretty much, you know, you're getting terrorists. Why would you fly these people in? And even if you're using this as a voter drive, and they are, I mean, what difference did 7,700 people make from Iran and Yemen and Afghanistan? Why do that? They have plenty of new voters coming across the border. Again, as I said last week, you only do that if you're courting a terror attack, and they are. Meanwhile, the overt anti-Semitism spewing forth from the Democrat Party was so shocking over the weekend. We got the clip of the weekend from liberal Democrat Bill Maher, the comedian, who just, I mean, his mouth literally hanging open at the anti-Semitism in his party. I guess he didn't realize how bad it is. Here's what he had to say about it.
Why this one place, why does this arouse, especially among young people? I mean, but the young people who hated Trump because he wouldn't condemn the people with the tiki torches, talking about Jews. You're the ones with the tiki torches
Meanwhile, a small told you so from your humble host to those who've been listening for a long time. If you remember what I was saying the first year of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, it was that Ukraine couldn't win. It was impossible. That was always a lie. Then I told you a month ago, the Pentagon had admitted it had lost in Ukraine to Senator Josh Hawley, even though that press conference he gave was blacked out. So, further proving, if you want your news a couple of years ahead of time, listen to the Battleground America podcast. It looks like I was right. And now European and American leaders are beginning to try to talk sense into Zelensky about capitulating to Russia or achieving some kind of compromise. They could have done that, by the way, in month one and saved us about $100 billion, but nobody listens to me. That, though, is why you listen to the Battleground America podcast.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.